下前一年的祝鹏杰，那么这个大概是一年又零六个月，又零大概十个月的样子。
And so this is the time during the time of the festival of the tabernacle before he was crucified. And so all together, this period of time is about one year and 10 months.
那么如果我们只注意主后二十八年。
And so if we were to focus on the 28 AD,
那就大概前面三章。
And then they will focus on the first three chapters.
就是马可福音第一章一直到第三章第十二节。
That is from chapter Mark chapter 1 right up to Mark chapter 3 verse 2.
那去年我们刚刚读过马可福音。
And last year we have read the book of Mark.
那么你注意到这一段圣经刚好有两个循环。
And we know they are two cycles.Among these three chapters,
你记不记得当我们的主在提比亚海在海边遇见这个那个应该一大早的时候
？And then in the early morning in the shore of Tiberias,
那么他就呼召彼得和雅与安德烈。
And then he called Simon,
还有约翰跟雅各。
And also John and Andrew.
结果他们撇下一切啊，撇下一切一些，撇下一切，他们撇下他们的网，就跟随了我们的主。
And they left their nets, and then they followed Jesus.
不过这一次主的呼召啊，是加上一个 mission, 加上一个呼召的目的的。
And you know that here, the calling, has an added, a mission.
主说来跟从我，我要叫你得人如得鱼。
Because Jesus say, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
经过了一年以后
，after a year,
现在主再呼召他们。
Now the Lord has called them.
一年以前只是来得生命。
The first year ago is they have to come and to receive life.
一切都是恩典。
Everything else are grace.
但是当神的恩典给我们足够供应的时候
，When we have enough of God's grace，
现在主就进一步的呼召这两队的门徒。
And so now God, our Lord Jesus have recalled these four disciples.
他们本来是打鱼的。
They were fishermen.
现在主告诉他们说，要在人海里面，他们要做，同样要做渔夫。
And so, say similarly, in the midst of men, they are going to become fishers of men.
所以这就是主呼召他们的目的。
And so, this is the mission, the purpose of our Lord.
所以这个就是我们普通所说的彼得怎么蒙呼召，然后约翰怎么蒙呼召。
And so, this is normally we refer to how Peter was called and John was called.
然后他们大概在海湾同行。好几个人，现在两对兄弟。
So you know that there are two sets of these brothers, and they about four of them they were at the, around the seashore.
他们大概往北走，没有多久就进了城，就到了加百农。
And you know that they were moving northwards. Not long after that, they enter into Capernaum.
结果他们在安息日就进了会堂教训人，那是大概早晨的事。
And so in the very likely to be in the morning, and he entered the Lord Jesus entered the synagogue.And he
那么到下午他出了会堂以后就跟雅各约翰西门彼得就到了西门彼得的家。
And so, in the afternoon, the four of them now enter into, Simon Peter's house.
那碰到西门的岳母刚好是海热病。
And then, you know, Peter's mother-in-law, was having a fever.
所以主耶稣拉着他的手医好他的热退了他就起来侍奉。
And so, our Lord Jesus just took her hand and lifted her up.And the fever left her, and she was.
其实今天神仍旧行这样的神迹。
Today, God still performs this miracle.
但是可惜就是很多人热病了以后就不见了。
And many a times that after the fever, many has disappeared.
我们在纽约礼拜二祷告，真的很多弟兄姊妹来祷告。
Our Tuesday night by prayer meeting in New York, many turned up.
许多很难很许多的病，许多的事，许多的事情，我们都在那里祷告。
We have prayed for many illnesses or pray for many events.
你知道病好了，热退了，就应该起来侍奉主才对。
When we have after the fever has left, you should have stood up and served.
今天我们有那么多人病人得着医治，教会应该得着许多的服事才对。
That we know that in our church, when people have been healed, we should have rise and we should have a lot of people willing to serve in the church.
但是很可惜，你看见今天许多人热退了，人就不见。
But many a times that after the fever had left, that we know they too have disappeared.
那么我们知道说那是下午那一天，所以马可福音啊，你如果也像日记一样。
And so,
前面四章,
and you know that the Gospel of Mark is just the first four chapters, it's just like it's his diary.
因为主耶稣现在是神的仆人。
Now that he is a servant of God.
天上有个命令，地上就有个动作。
That we know if there is a commandment, there is a command in heaven, there will be actions.
早晨进会堂医治了，早晨到了会堂，结果就赶出了污鬼。
And you know that in the morning as you enter in the synagogue, they have cast out the demons.
然后下午呢，就到了彼得的家。
And in the afternoon, he arrived in Peter's house.
然后西门彼得岳母害病，结果他叫他热退了。
And so it caused mother-in-law was healed of her fever.
那么到了天晚日落的时候， 有人就带着一切害病的和被鬼附的来到耶稣跟前。
And in the evening when the sun has set, they have brought many who are sick and who are demon possessed.
他们说合成的人都聚集在门前。
And so you know the whole city gather at the door.
你看这个门是谁的门呢？
Do you know whose door was that?
那个是彼得家里的门。
This is the door of Peter's house.
所以你看见早晨在神在会堂，下午在彼得家里，然后晚上呢就在院，就在门口。 就医治了合成所有加百农的病人。
And now, you know, in the morning was a synagogue, and afternoon is Peter's house, and now in the evening it's just outside the doors of Peter.
然后晚上一定很晚很晚。
And the people will get, the whole city of Capernaum will gather.
因为全城的病人都在那里。
Because all those who are healed, the whole city, they were all gathered there.
但第二天早晨天还没有亮的时候，主耶稣起来就到旷野去祷告。
And so in the early morning, before the daylight, he has went. To a solitary place.
他祷告的地方，他门徒都知道。
The disciples knew where he had gone.
所以门徒就追了他去。
And so the disciples searched for him.
就告诉他说，遇见说众人都在找你。
And he says everyone is looking for you.
众人就指着加百农的人在找你。
And the entire people in Capernaum are looking for you.
然后主耶稣告诉他们说，我们可以往别处去，到邻近的村子，我也好在那里传道。
And so Jesus answered, he said, let us go into the next town that I may preach there because of this purpose I have come for. He said, because for this purpose I have come for.
现在因为约翰被关在监里面。
Now John the Baptist was in prison.
果然他衰微了。
True, now he has John the
Baptist.
Now we can see that our Lord has increased.
所以现在呢，他说我们要到往别处，不光是在加百农。
He says that not only in Capernaum, now we have to move to the next.
然后圣经说，于是在加利利全地进了会堂，传道赶鬼。
And he was preaching in the synagogue throughout Galilee and casting out demons.
所以刚开始到加利利工作，一开始主耶稣工作重点是放在许多的会堂。
And so, the focus of Lord Jesus. During this time of ministry, that his focus are all in all these synagogues.
因为在会堂里面，他们有神的话。
Because in the synagogue, they have the word of God.
他们既然有旧约的圣经，他们是最容易相信主。
And so they have the Old Testament. It's easier for them to believe.
所以这里告诉我们说，他走遍了加利利全地。
And so here he says that he has moved around throughout all Galilee.
那个时候加利利有240个小城。
And we know that at that time, Galilee has 240 towns.
有15个是有城墙的城。
And 40 of them are with city wall.
你只要是个城，大概就有个会堂。
That every town, they will have a synagogue.
你看拿撒勒就150个人就有个会堂。
And you know, 150 people in Nazareth, they have a synagogue.
所以那个时候有240个这样的村庄。
And they are all together about 240 similar villages.
马太也好，马可、路加告诉我们，主耶稣真的走遍了加利利。
And whether in Matthew, Mark, or Luke, the records told us that Jesus has gone through all these.
他一开始的时候就到这些地方去，到以米色列迷失的羊那里去。
First of all, he will go to all the lost sheep of the Messiah in this.
如果要是信主的话，他们最可能最早信主的。
And that is the earliest possibility that people can come to know the Lord.
因为有旧约的圣经做见证。Because
they have the Old Testament to be their testimony.
然后主耶稣也医治了，也接近了长大麻风。
And that he has healed many lepers.
所以这个就是一个循环。
One leper. And this is
这个一个循环就是第一章。
And that first cycle is in chapter one.
那么这个到底经过多久，我们不知道。
We do not know how long it has taken.
我想非常可能，也许是最少半年的时间。
According to what I've guessed, it could be the first half a year.
因为我们说过，到第三章第十二节已经是一年了，这个中间已经一年了。
Because chapter three, verse 12, we say that this is almost a year.
所以后来呢，又开始第二个循环。
And now he begins his second cycle.
那第二个循环就从第二章那个摊子。那个故事开始。
And then it begins of the paralytic man.
因为很多人拥挤主耶稣。
Because many people was crowding around him.
所以有人就把那个房顶就把它拆掉了。
And because of the immense crowd, they had to remove the roof.
然后主耶稣用客厅来做诊所。
And the living room became his clinic.
这个客厅还是彼得的客厅。
And this is still Peter's living room.
可怜那个屋顶还是彼得的屋顶，被人拆掉了。
Oh dear, this is Peter's roof has been removed.
所以你知道说，这个就是主耶稣又回到了加百农。
And that shows that he has returned to Capernaum.
那么到了，然后呢，他又出到海边去。
And now we know that he moved on to the seaside.
好，这一回他碰到马太了。
Now this time he has met.
刚开始刚开始是彼得、雅各、约翰这些人。
And so in the beginning it was Simon, Andrew, James and John.
到了加百农，然后就到了加利利各地去传道去了。
Capernaum and move on the along the Sea of Galilee.
那么现在又一个循环的时候，那么这个时候呢，主就呼召马太。
And now the next cycle now, God the Lord has called Matthew.
那么然后就呼召马太，然后呢，一直到第三章，主耶稣又进了会堂，又进会，又是又意思就是又进了这个加百农的会堂。
And we know that chapter three again, we were told that he entered into the synagogue in Capernaum.
那么就在这个以前，他们刚好刚好主耶稣的门徒经过麦田，就加百农附近的麦田，结果一掐麦穗。他们说他犯了安息日。
And so they were going through the field of this corn, and it was the day of Sabbath, and they say they have already violated the laws of the Sabbath.
所以大概这样子又经过了一段的时间，所以他又进了会堂，然后他医治了一个枯干的手。
And then he has entered the synagogue and he healed a withered hand.
结果呢？你看见，结果他们，你看见说，法利赛人就和西律一党的商议要除灭主耶稣。
And so, they discuss and they ready to get rid of the Lord Jesus.
所以我们可以说，28年主后28年这一年，主耶稣先到迷失羊那里去。
First of all, on this 28 AD, he has gone to the lost sheep.
只要有缝，他生命的种子就希望能够送进去。
Wherever there's a gap, he will send in his seed.
但是你读到第三章最后，经过一年的差不多一年的劳苦，你看见那个结果是什么？结果是他们商议要除灭主耶稣。
But at the end of his laborious year, what he faced was they were plotting to get rid of him.
所以到那年冬天的时候，就是第三章马可第三章第七节，耶稣和门徒就退到海边去。
And that the year during the winter.Jesus withdrew his disciples to the sea.
但有很多人从加利利跟从他。
But here it says a great multitude from Galilee was following him.
我们知道，就做整个犹太教当局来说，会堂当局来说，他们拒绝我们的主。
And it says that we can see in general as a whole that the entire synagogue has rejected Jesus.
所以本来他工作的场所是会堂。
At the beginning, that his workplace was the synagogue.
可能是200多个会堂。
240 over.
他走遍了所有的会堂。
He has gone through all the synagogues.
但是结果呢？我们知道他的反应就是马可福音第三章给我们看，他医治了安息日，医治了枯干的时候，结果他们要除灭他。
And so we have gone through all, and you see that in chapter 3 that when he healed this man with a withered hand on the Sabbath, and they were plotting to get rid of him.
虽然有人反对，虽然有逼迫。
Although there were people against him, there were persecution.
但是许多人从加利利跟从他。
Nevertheless, there are many multitudes were following him from Galilee.
那么还有人听见他所做的大事呢？就从犹太、耶路撒冷、以突买、约旦河外，还有推罗、西顿四方都来到他那。
And so many have heard of what he has done, and Jerusalem and Idumea and beyond Jordan and those with Tyre and Sidon great multitude they came.
那犹太耶路撒冷、以土买是南边。
That we know Jerusalem, y t u m a they are located in the south.
约旦河外是东边。
And we know that beyond Jordan is on the east.
那么推罗西顿是西北边。
And we know that Tyre and Sidon is from the west.
所以意思就是从东南西北，除了地中海之外，那从各方面。都来到他那里。
Beside the Mediterranean, from all around them, from all the directions, they came to.
所以人太多了。
There are too many.
主耶稣就吩咐门徒叫一只小船伺候着，免得众人拥挤他。
And so he told his disciples to prepare a boat so that because of the great multitude, lest